You were plane trees, just
our listeners.
Right.
Very short. Ooh, it sounds like a wolf, doesn't it? Anyway, according to researchers, wolves have returned to Denmark for the first time in 200 years. When wolves last roamed wild in Denmark, Napoleon, I'm told, was still terrorizing Europe and the Battle of Waterloo had yet to be fought. But now a team of researchers say they have conclusive evidence that wolves have re-established themselves in much of the Jutland Peninsula, that's the part of Denmark that is in mainland Europe, and that at least one male wolf has permanently settled there. Liselotte Wesley Anderson is a senior researcher at Aarhus University and is responsible for verifying the return of the wolf. Liselotte, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes, that's fine. I understand you.
Say it for me, though, please. I don't want to get it wrong. What's your first name?
No, it's Liselotte. Yes, Liselotte.
Okay. So talk to me about the wolf in Denmark.
Yes, true. I mean, the first one was found dead in 2012, and we took samples. I mean, it's not been there since 1813 or so. So no one believed that, well, this dead animal could be a wolf. So we had to really be sure that it was a wolf and not a cross between a dog and a wolf. So we took some samples and did some DNA analysis, and it turned out to be a wolf. And furthermore, we compared it to the database that the German have of their wolf packs. And we actually found a match. We could tell exactly which pack it came from. They had the same DNA profile. So this was the first wolf in Denmark since 1813. But this was a dead wolf. So we wanted to know if we had some live ones. And immediately people started hearing, you know, or heard that we had this dead wolf. Then they said, okay, I saw a wolf. They phoned us and told us, well, we have seen a wolf in 2010. And they started collecting droppings also so that we could continue and try using the DNA to see whether it was a wolf or a dog. And we did that during 2013. And it turned out that when we did the ID, to look into how many different individuals we had, it turned out that we had had 13 individuals. And one of those individuals, we could also match back to the German database. And it turned out to be half-brother of this first wolf that was found dead in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, he was found 7 times last year, using the DNA of droppings. The first time we found him was in February, and the last time we found him was in July in 2013, and then this year, so far, we have found him again in, when was that, in June. So he's certainly in the same area, and he's certainly resident.
Disturbing you. Can you be sure if he was born in Denmark or did he travel all the way from Germany?
No.
Were his parents born in Denmark? Yeah. Huh? Go on.
No. It was a half-brother of the dead wolf found in 2012. So this means that we know which pack it came from in Germany. So it's a German wolf or a wolf coming from Germany.
And is it far? I was going to say, is it far into Denmark? Are they just at the border with Germany or are they well into Jutland?
It's in the middle of Jutland, in the western part of Jutland. It has a territory there. Now, we can follow him around using the DNA of the droppings from the different places, and we can tell which area he's roaming around, and it's probably his territory.
Is there any photographic evidence? I don't want to be funny or anything like that. Is there a possibility that somebody's playing a trick on you and they have these two wolves, one of them is dead, you find the dead one, then it has the other one and it just keeps collecting the droppings and travelling around and dropping them for you? I mean, it's convenient that somebody keeps finding the droppings all the time. Do you know what I mean?
No. It's not the same one. We have two different ones, and for sure we have more than that.
Oh, I see.
In 2013, we had 11 different ones. Two, there was this guy, this male that we found seven times in 2013, and then another one we found three times, and another one we found twice, and the rest we only found once, meaning they're probably just passing through Denmark. And they're coming from the northeastern part of Poland. We know that there are a lot of wolves there at the moment. There are around 800 or more. And of course they do genetics as well as we do, but of course, I mean, it's difficult to get, to have a database including DNA profile of all 800. So they don't have that.
Human explorers.
But it also means.
Lizalot, human explorers are nearly always men. It's the men that went to the Antarctic and went up to the Arctic and all the rest of it, and women stayed at home. And that is a tendency in our species. It's also a tendency in the wolves. So are you getting only males? Are they in a forlorn attempt to find females up in Jutland where there are none? Are they on a hiding to nothing?
Yeah. You're right. I mean, so far we've only found males, but I mean, as you say, yes, the males, they disperse more than the females, and probably, well, maybe during this year, I mean, I'm in the process of analyzing the ones that we have sampled this year, and maybe we find a female.
Is this not a reflection of how the wolf packs work, in the sense that what you're looking at is the lone wolf who leaves the pack and goes off? I mean, the females, a female, a whole pack or a portion of a pack would actually have to go across the border into Denmark. A female wouldn't go off on its own.
Well, the females, they do disperse also, and they also do disperse long distances. They have shown in Germany, I think, they have had a color, GPS color, on females and males, and they show that the females, they do disperse as well. But they might not disperse as much as the males. And I think the males are the ones that are thrown out first from the pack. And then the females comes later, as you say. And maybe if the males, disperse first and they go up and found suitable habitats and places with a lot of food, and they say, okay, I settle here, and then the female comes along, and it meets the first male with its territory, and then it stays there. And so, I mean, you probably would have to have more, or need to have more females coming up towards Denmark than just the first one, so they can fill up the empty territories where the males are. Do you understand that? I guess that is what is happening.
I can hear by the tone of your voice you're very pleased about the fact that there are wolves in Denmark.
I am excited because I'm a scientist, and I think that the return of the wolf after 200 years is a sign of what we have tried to do when you conserve a species actually successful. And I mean, that is nice to see it coming back. What we try to do for nature is actually working. I think the fact that wolf is coming back is a sign of we are doing something right.
And the habitat must be good. It wouldn't be coming there in the first place, and it wouldn't be hanging around if it wasn't able to manage to avoid human contact and also to find enough food to live. So what's the evidence of it eating? Have you got any kind of dead carcasses or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have DNA samples from droppings, but we also have DNA from saliva, from roe deer, and from killed roe deer and red deer, and also from sheep. I mean, we're doing analysis for the Danish Nature Agency to prove that whether it was a wolf or whatever that killed the sheep, so that the farmer can be compensated. So we have more evidence than just the droppings. And we have a lot of food. We have thousands of roe deer. And we have nice areas. I mean, okay, Denmark, we don't have very much wild nature in Denmark, but we have huge areas, very dense, populated by people. So it has areas where it can hide and be alone, and then it can go out and hunt and take whatever food it needs. So we do have have that area in Denmark.
Well, happy days and congratulations to everybody concerned. You're obviously conserving a species and you're doing something right. Let's hope there's no you know, problems with humans. Are people happy about this? Do you know? Is it in the papers? Does everybody know you've got the wolf back?
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows we have got the wolf back. And, of course, you have this tendency wherever it turns up. Someone believes, one has released it into nature, that it's not come by itself. And some, say it should be shoot or you should shoot it immediately because it doesn't belong in our nature or as it is today. We don't have room for it. And some are, on the other side, very pleased that it has returned. So, of course, you have to take it serious when people are frightened of the wolf. So you have to give them facts about what they should do if they encounter a wolf when they go in the forest. I normally say that if you encounter a wolf while you are taking a walk in the forest, you're very lucky because they are very, very, they normally avoid people.
I know. So, look at you. You're finding their droppings, running around the country looking for them.
Yes,
you haven't seen them yourself.
I've never seen one.
Yeah.
And even getting a picture, a photo of it is very, very difficult.
Well, Lizalette, I'll tell you what we'll do.
Wildlife.
We'll send you a photograph of a wolf and maybe that'll help you. Okay, talk to you again. Bye.
Bye.